Redistricting is complicated stuff. It only happens once after every census. So the political parties tend to rely on experts who've been through it before. Madison attorney Jim Troupas is one of those people for Republicans.
My background on redistricting is fairly straightforward. I actually have tried 3 redistricting cases.
And that's important because redistricting almost always ends up in court. Democratic State Representative Fred Kessler of Milwaukee has an even longer redistricting resume. He negotiated his first map for Wisconsin Democrats in 1971. Kessler has had a hand in several remaps since, both in Wisconsin and in Nevada.
I've never had a proposal that I have drafted that has ever been set aside by the court.
The basic purpose of redistricting is pretty straightforward. UW political science professor Ken Mayer says courts have ruled that all legislative districts have to have roughly the same population. That way, every person's vote has the same value.
And because people move around and places grow after every census, the existing districts are they're all different populations and hence illegal.
It's the legislature's job to fix that, and redrawing congressional boundaries usually goes smoothly. It's the state legislative maps where there's been more gridlock. When there's split government, Democrats draw one map, Republicans draw another, and they generally fight it out in court. The results can turn friends into political foes. Former Republican State Representative Mark Duff of New Berlin found out the hard way. In 2002, a federal court drew him into the same district as fellow Assembly Republican Representative Mark Gundrum.
You know, what went through my mind is that, oh no, I was hoping that it wouldn't happen because I still enjoy being in the legislature, and it was a tough decision to actually run because I thought I'd have a tough race.
Duff was right. He lost his primary race, and Gundrum held the seat for the rest of the decade. Duff calls it one of the hazards of being a legislator.
I think there's probably a better way of doing it, but no party wants to give up the power of redistricting.
There are ideas out there. Kessler, the Democrat, thinks one of the factors courts should consider when they hear redistricting cases is whether a certain number of districts are competitive. Kessler says otherwise the status quo favors Republicans. His evidence? Democrats have won most statewide races over the last decade, but they've had a harder time succeeding in legislative districts the way they're drawn right now.
Well, take a look at the elections. It took a landslide, Obama's 08 landslide, for the Democrats to win control of the Assembly.
Republican attorney Troupas disagrees and says if there's anything this past decade has shown, it's that both parties can compete and win under the current rules. But both Troupas and Kessler concede that everything's different if one party controls the legislature and the governor's office. In that scenario, they could draw a political map that gives them an edge over the other party for years to come. That's what makes the next election so important, or as Troupas puts it,
dramatic. And everyone in the political side of things here in the Capitol understands that, as in Washington.
Democrats are in charge of both the legislature and the governor's office right now, although historically single-party control is fleeting in Wisconsin. Clearly, the parties are paying attention. Republicans and Democrats in the state Senate have retained law firms to handle redistricting, and a national Democratic campaign group has said it's prepared to spend millions on races that will shape redistricting. One of the battlegrounds it's focused on is Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.